We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to page Kuf Tzadi Zayin. We'll dedicate our learning to Vika Bat Velvel. And Hashem should have an aliyah. Klal zeh nekot biyadchaim hutzunha ladat mishpat arui lenafshecha. The Magen Midovna says, this is the rule. If you want to know how to run things for your soul, al tabet acharecha ki im al re'acha kamocha. Don't look back, but look at your friend as yourself. Beyur advarim. What do I mean by that? We're up to the third line in the eighth chapter, page Kuf Tzadi Zayin. כמו אשר עיני האדם מביטים על רעהו העומד לנגדו יותר מהבטתו על עצמו. Just as when you're standing facing your friend, your eyes are more focused on looking at your friend than yourself. Looks like everyone here is focused on finding the place. קוף צדי זין. שער אהבה, the 8th chapter, פרק ח'. Shlomo, you want to pass me your book? We're on the third line in the 8th chapter. Kmo asher inei ha'adam mabitim al reu ha'omed lenegdo. Just as a person's eyes are looking at his friend who's standing opposite him, yoter ma'abato al atzmo, more than you look at yourself. Because when you look at your friend, you see his whole build. But when you look at yourself, there are parts of yourself you can see. Your hands, your feet, the limbs that are in front of you. And even that, you can't look straight and see yourself. But you got to look down. And tilt your eyes down. And you got to look to your right, look to your left. You ever try to find if your pants are stained? You know what it's like? Yeah, so okay, so you got to tilt in every direction. And the limbs you have behind yourself, you can't see at all. You ever have something on your back and you want to see it? Yeah, you go stand by a mirror and you try to look, and then you tilt another mirror this way, that way. Okay. The best you can do on what's behind you, that the limbs from behind can only be seen if you ask other people or you get two mirrors or whatever. The same way, in a physical way, a person can't look at himself too well. He can look at his friend, no problem. You can see everything, but yourself, it's pretty hard. By the same token, when we speak about the soul, לראות יושר ועוול, צדק ורשע. If you want to see what's honest, you want to see what's dishonest, you want to see what's righteous, you want to see what's wicked, גם ראייה זאת עומדת באדם מנגד צופייה, אך ממנו והלאה. We can look out, and we have a hard time looking in. אבל על עצמו לא יוכל לשפוט בעיני הבחנתו דבר. A person has to judge himself. It's so hard, you can't. Just like you can't see your back. כמאמר חכמנו זיכרונם לברכה, אין אדם רואה חובה לעצמו. The Talmud says that a person doesn't usually find himself faulty with anything. אבל כל הבחנתו ודעתו והשכחתו לבחון בחברו עומד לנגדו. But ask me about my friend, I can tell you all the problems he's got. We can look at someone else and see all his problems. איך ואיפה ראוי לו להתנהג עם עצמו, I can tell you how he should behave with himself, what he should do different. כל שכן איך שיתנהג עםך, and how he should treat me, for sure I can tell him how he should treat me. כמאמר ונערו עליו יידח, רצה לומר על עצמו החושך כיסא עיניו, ואינו רואה כל מאומה. Job says, his lamp goes dim when it comes to himself, meaning Job was saying, when a person looks at himself, suddenly the lights go out, he doesn't see anything. And that's what the prophet in Micha says. Higid lecha adam matov. Man, let me tell you what's good in life. What does Micha say? Uma Hashem lokecha shuel mimach kiim asot mishpat ve'avat chesed ve'atzne alechet im elokecha. God wants you to do three things: asot mishpat, do justice; avat chesed, love kindness; ve'atzne alechet im elokecha, and do it all in modesty. Be modest with your relationship with the Creator. Ratzal omar. When it comes to someone else, it's very easy to see what's right and what's not right. We read the newspapers and we could all comment, how could he do that? Doesn't he know it's dishonest? And the same way you would judge others, that's how you could figure out what you yourself should be, should do. That's what the verse says. Hocheach tochiach et amitecha. The verse says, rebuke, you shall rebuke your friend. That's a generous piece of advice. If you want to figure out what's right for your own soul, don't look at yourself, you won't be able to figure it out. But look at your friend. What should he be doing for his soul? If you know what's happening by your friend, and from him you'll be able to figure out what you yourself should be doing in life. The verse then says, rebuke, you shall rebuke your friend, and you won't carry sin on him. The verse says, don't leave sin on him, says the Magen Midvina, means what you see wrong with him, look back inside yourself. See it in yourself. Aval tomar lenafshecha, tell yourself, gam ani ochleti kamo, I have the same illness he has. Elav nimshalti, I'm just like him. Kasher chochmato lo amdalo, just like his wisdom didn't keep him out of this rut. Ki gam hu chacham v'rabba liyado, he's pretty smart, and look at how he fell. So too, I'm no different. V'al tomar ki ata chacham toiter mimenu, and don't say, yeah, but I'm smarter than him. Sheker ata dover. The Magen Midvina says, that's a lie. Kilcha mishpat avchana v'atchuna alav, because you are talented to judge and discern what he does wrong, uvotechune alecha, and he has the same talent to figure out what you've done wrong. Kimnitzatam zichonam livracha, kol hanegeim adam roe, chutz menegei atzmo. The Mishnah says in Tractate Negoim, that when it comes to seeing white blemishes and deciding if they're defiled or not, one may see everyone's blemish but his own. You could judge the king, you could judge the high priest, you could see everyone's and judge, except for your own. Ve'ilulei derech ish yashar be'inav bechira minayin, aval mimenu v'hala tayulu chochmato la'kir v'libchon ha'yashar v'atzedek. And he says here a line that needs a lot of work. He says, if we didn't think that our own path were just, then how would we have free choice? Part of free choice is that we can also deceive ourselves. Meaning, he seems to say that if the guilt were so ever ready, if we didn't have this capacity to fool ourselves, we wouldn't have free choice. Because then every time we did something wrong, right away we'd say, oy vey, I'm terrible, what did I do? Part of the capacity to have free will is the capacity to deceive ourselves. The capacity to live life and say, I'm okay. And nonetheless, says the Magen Midvina, aval mimenu v'hala tayir lo chochmato la'kir v'livchon ha'yashar v'atzedek. But where do we have the wisdom enlighten us? When it comes to other people, there we can discern and there we could understand what is just and what is right and what is fair. So that's a big chiddush. I don't know of any other source for this idea, what he just said. Yeah. That if we wouldn't be able to fool ourselves, we wouldn't have free choice. That's a mouthful, you know, one line and a lot to think about. But at any rate, we still have to be honest. We still got to get on the right track. And the way to get to that right track, he says, is to look at the other guy. And then look back. Maybe we should read one more paragraph. You guys have koach? Al ken nafshi, and therefore my soul, al tashlichi otach achei gevech v'achei avchanatech. Don't toss yourself behind your back. Don't toss yourself behind your understanding. אבל התבונן על רעך תמיד היטב בעיניך, איוולת אדם הזולת, but take a good look at your friend, and there you'll be able to see someone else's faults, אז תדע לדון גם על נפשך, and so you'll know how to judge yourself, כמאמר עיניך לנוכח יביטו, as King Solomon says in Mishlei, in Proverbs, you should look opposite you, ממך והלאה, look beyond yourself, להתבונן על אחרים, take a look at others. אז and then ואפפיך ישירו נגדך, תוכל אחר כך לשפוט נגד עצמך. Then your eyes will look straight at yourself. You want to see yourself honestly? Look at others first. כי כמו אשר הוא רואה ואינו נראה לעצמו, just as the eye can see but cannot see itself, here we have a little bit of Shakespeare, כן אתה כמו, you spiritually are like the physical, ככה תתנהג לבחון היושר ולבחור בו. This is how you should behave if you want to analyze what is honest and choose it, ולבחון העוול ולרחקו, and to discern that which is unfair and distance yourself from it. אכן הדברים האלה אינם נמרים כי אם על הבחנת יושר ועוול. He says this tool only works when it comes to figuring out what's fair and what's not. Step one. He says you want to know what's fair, this is how you do it. What about figuring out other things? That we'll see, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time.